Track 7, Talk of the County. Rowan Mantell shares her take on Norfolk life, and this month she gives us Fool Disclosure on April Fool's Day. Rowan's column is being read for us by Emma Lee.
April Fool's Day. Fabulously funny, or prankly, a little bit cruel? The answer is, April Fool's devised and executed by me, hilarious. April Fool's done to me, yeah, well, I never really believed the Loch Ness Monster had relocated from Scotland to Lowestoft and rebranded as the Ness Point Monster. However, I could have fallen for perhaps the most famous pasta prank of them all when the BBC convinced the viewers of Panorama on April 1st, 1957, that spaghetti grew on trees. Pictures of a family of Swiss spaghetti farmers harvesting strands of perfectly cooked pasta from their spaghetti groves added to the fun. Potatoes grow underground, rice grows in fields, so why shouldn't this newfangled, to British people in the 1950s, spaghetti grow on trees? And why couldn't chip-shaped potatoes grow in Norfolk, as a potato farmer based in Buxton near Aylsham announced on April 1st, 2021? No one seemed to know who placed official-looking signs on Mousehold Heath on April 1st, 2021, with information about the poisonous dropping spider liable to fall from trees onto passers-by. Just as no one seems to know how April Fool's Day began. I certainly did not know that people were making April Fools out of each other more than six centuries ago, and it is traditional across Europe. In countries including France, Italy, the Netherlands and Turkey, it is known as April Fish Day. The joke often involves sticking a paper fish to someone's back, and French bakeries and sweet shops sell fish-shaped pastries and chocolates. I enjoyed the year the Eastern Daily Press reported that Norfolk County Council would be helping visitors pronounce names properly by erecting signs to Wyndham, Haysborough, Cossey, Acle and Parsick. I can lay claim to the April Fool's concept of changing the name of King's Lynn to Queen's Lynn, revealed in the EDP on April 1st, 2022. The historic West Norfolk town of Bishop's Lynn had already been renamed King's Lynn in 1537. With Queen Elizabeth II, our longest reigning monarch, and about to celebrate 70 years on the throne, what could be more fitting than rebranding lovely Lynn so close to Royal Sandringham as Queen's Lynn? Details added to the story to make it more believable included the King's Morris dancers becoming Queen's Morris. Details added to make it less believable included quotes from historian April Thirst and council spokesman Alf Ripley. Rather marvellously, the story was repeated as fact by another news organisation. Flushed by this royal success, I considered pitching another Norfolk April Fool last year as Norwich Cathedral prepared for the return, after restoration, of its magnificent organ. What if Norwich Cathedral decided against welcoming back its renowned organ and opted instead to replace it with a fairground organ, following the internationally famous installation of a helter-skelter a few years earlier? Or a Wurlitzer organ, like the remarkable instrument people travel hundreds of miles to hear at Thursford. It could rise from the cathedral crypt, if there is a cathedral crypt, as congregations rise to their feet at the start of each hymn. The choir would add, "I do like to be beside the pew side," to its repertoire, with or without helium. Another famous April Fool joke appeared to show a choir boy at King's College, Cambridge, revealing how a huge gulp of helium helps him hit the highest notes. Interestingly, an April Fool's story which made it into print in Norfolk in 2016 was about the revival of plans from the 1960s for a third river crossing at Great Yarmouth, with the added detail of being funded by motorists stopped at a specially created pinch point on the Acle Strait. This year, Yarmouth's actual third river crossing was opened. Hopefully, this means that a miniature elephant, chelephant or chinchilla elephant is on the way to Roxham Barnes, as promised on April the 1st, 2021.
I think the April Fool concept of changing the name of King's Lynn to Queen's Lynn was genius. I would certainly have fallen for that one.